Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball.
It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily,
served up by Wendy's,
on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It's the best open on any show on this station. It's just not. He's juggling stuff. Yeah. Baseball's right now on YouTube. If you aren't watching it, you should be at WI Sports Radio. Yeah, I didn't know you were a juggler. That's pretty good. Can you juggle knives or fire?
No, just baseballs. I taught myself when I was in ninth grade. I was on the varsity team in high school, but I never played. So I just taught myself how to juggle during the games.
Very entertaining on YouTube right now. Watch him juggle while doing the interview. So I first want to start off with something nice and easy, a softball per se, right? Nice and easy question for you. How will you remember this season?
There's a lot of things you could refer to, but I mean, most wins. And the fact that they played the game the right way and did a lot of winning. That's probably what I'll take away from it. I mean, there's a lot of individual moments if you get into like players and things like that, but I'll just look at it as, you know what, they won more than anybody else, made the postseason. I probably won't remember exactly how it ended. People will have to remind me in the future because just like most baseball players, you forget, you know, good or bad, sure. You just always forget and move on.
I think the 14-game winning streak, the 11-game winning streak prior to that, and just how incredibly hot they were. I think Bryce Tarang, 10 homers in the month of August, that super power surge that he has. And I don't know. We'll see how this goes for the next 2 or 3 years. But maybe Christian Yelich putting his stamp back on this team going, I'm back to being the dude again, everybody. I know haven't been there maybe the last couple of years, but if this is Christian Yelich going forward, that is a huge piece of the puzzle in the middle of that lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you could also say Isaac Collins and Caleb Durbin stepping up really big. I mean, that was kind of all the way around. There was, you know, everyone seemed to have their moment to shine. Or maybe week or month or full season. But also got to look at the pitchers, too. I thought the pitchers did a great job when they started piecing together what the starting pitching rotation was going to look like and the guys in the pen taking over roles. So, I mean, top to bottom, this is what you want. You want a team that goes out there and win and competitive. And, you know, as far as I can tell, they're going to have a lot of this team coming back next season.
Let's talk about first base because obviously Rhys Hoskins, that's not going to be coming. He won't be coming back at this point, so you lose some of that veteran leadership. But it appears Andrew Vaughn is going to be the starting first baseman for this baseball team as we sit right now. Realistically, what kind of numbers are realistic to think out of Andrew Vaughn going into next year? Because I'm the fan guy, right? So I'm going to put crazy numbers out there. I'm going to say, you know, 275, 280, 25 homers. Probably somewhere in that area, I guess, would be my expectation going into next year based on what we saw in the second half. Is that out of line, or where would you put it?
Well, I mean, those are hard to put up numbers like that, number one. And is he capable? Absolutely. But to hold him into the expectation of, okay, this is what you did when you came over with the Brewers for 3 months. We're just going to expect this now and for the rest of your career.
Yes. That's right. That's how it goes, Tim.
Yeah. Yes. Seems kind of lofty, but no, I mean, he's an incredible player. I think he's finally in his right spot. You know, he's in a good spot with the Brewers. He knows what it takes to win. He's surrounded by a great clubhouse. So, yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit. Everyone knew the guy could play. That's why he was drafted so high. That's why he was coveted. And this all goes back to, you know, Joey Ortiz throwing the ball up the line. Rhys Hoskins, you know, goes for it, catches it. And the runner runs into his hand. And that, I mean, he was not even on anyone's radar down in AAA with the Brewers because of that trade with Aaron Civale. So,
right,
that's kind of, you start looking at the spider webs and, you know, one little something here adds up to something else. So, I think he'll do really well next year, especially getting to go through spring training with the Brewers and kind of, you know where he sits going into a season. It's always a good spot to be in.
Freddie Peralta, 1 year left on his deal, $8 million. That's been the talk, I think, of this station as far as what to do with Freddie Peralta. Pat Murphy was on with John Heyman and Joel Sherman from the New York Post, and he said, obviously, we want to keep Freddie, and if we're going to take offers, so be it, but it's going to have to be something pretty special in order to let him go to another baseball team at this point. But then he said, look, if he's not here, then you've got some question marks going into next year with that rotation. I don't think there's question marks of who's in the rotation. Maybe the bigger question is, can all of these young guys all perform without having that veteran anchor in the rotation? How important is it to have a veteran with Mizorowski and Patrick and Gasser and Priester in that rotation? Or do you feel okay with those four young guys and somebody else being in that rotation that doesn't have that lead dog per?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, everyone you just named, I think, deserves the chance at a starting spot. You know, I'm sure they'll go and, you know, Freddie's not there and who knows about Woodruff and, you know, they got to start looking around to see who's going to be where. And you do have to have a veteran. And honestly, even if they bring him in and go, hey, you're the sixth starter, the seventh starter, a guy that's, you know, on the fringe of being done, you have to see someone do it in action. You know, whether they fail or not or succeed doesn't matter. You want to see the preparation. These guys get a crash course on what it's like to prepare in the big leagues. Preparing for a start in AAA, completely different. I can tell you that. I've had extensive experience in AAA. And starting at the big league level is just it's a different beast. I never got a start in the big leagues, but I watched these guys do it. And, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, you're in the film room, you're talking with your catcher, you got the coaches, there's a lot of information being thrown at you, and then you're expected to perform at a very high level. So with that can come a lot of questions and things, but if you get a chance to be with, you know, a guy that's established and has been there, done that as a veteran, it's easy to kind of see how they roll with it, and then you can apply that to your game and your preparation as well.
97 wins is a lot of wins, Tim Dillard, the most they've ever had in Brewers history. So I know that the answer to this question could be, they're fine, leave it alone. I understand that. But if you were Matt Arnold, who, by the way, got promoted to president of baseball operations today along with general manager, so congratulations to Matt Arnold. He'll be talking to the media in like 40 minutes with Pat Murphy. If you look at this team, where do you want to upgrade? Where do you want to go? Look, if I could add something this offseason, I think I'd maybe want to see an upgrade in this area. For me, it's I want some pop on the left side of that infield, whether it be at shortstop or third base. I want some more home run power. A name that was brought up that I'm really buying into in the last couple of days from a listener was Nato, the shortstop with the Angels, who had 25, 26 home runs last year at the shortstop position. That's intriguing to me, and he's going into the first year of arbitration, so you've got him for at least 3 years before he hits free agency. That fits how the Brewers do their operations as well, as far as wanting guys under team control. That would be the guy I'm looking at. You don't got to give me a name, but what would you be looking for?
I mean, I actually like that name. That guy, I watched him play in spring training this year. I went to Tempe Diablo when the Brewers had a split squad. It was the game that Tobias Myers did something to his hamstring. I was there watching the game. He's a great player. But if they go get a shortstop, a guy that, you know, can produce, it kind of looks like they're giving up on Joey Ortiz. I know his back didn't, you know, get to where it was the year before last. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they do need some pop at shortstop, but I think the long leash they gave Joey Ortiz, I mean, if he has a great offseason and comes back, I mean, there's no reason not to, you know, to make a move. I think he's one of the most, his range at shortstop, his consistency at shortstop. I'm not sure there's too many people better in the game. Got to get that back going, though. So, you know, that's what he'll be working on this winter. But really, the one upgrade, I think, is health. You know, keep guys healthy. Perkins, we, you know, lost him early on in spring training. Garrett Mitchell. Yeah. I mean, you go around the horn, really. Cheerio with his hammy. I mean, if these guys get healthy, they're good. You know, and you can say that about a lot of teams, but these are guys that are good. And we know they can be throughout a season, staying healthy is the key. So hopefully they get a whole bunch of guys back and stay healthy through spring training in the season.
He is Tim Dillard, and you can follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard, of course. I got one last one for you, and I'm interested to get your thoughts on this. From a Brewers perspective, you know, going into this offseason, knowing what, you know, payroll is and so forth, knowing some of these guys aren't going to be back one way or the other, how important is it in your mind going into the offseason that this team stay connected through the offseason kind of going forward because of A, how successful they were, B, how it ended, which obviously was a sweep and you barely scored any runs, and C, to kind of just keep that bond together to try and get back? As I would think, me personally, that they come into spring training even hungrier than they were this year, wanting to, you know, finish this deal next year for sure. And you have the exit interviews and everything else that may happen here. Is that crucial in your mind, them staying connected in the offseason? Or is that something that, you know, normally just doesn't happen? Everybody goes their own way and you see them in spring training.
Well, that used to be what you did before the cell phone thing. You wouldn't talk to a soul unless you lived in the same area and were throwing partners. And then you show up to spring training, and that's what it was. Spring training was not just getting in shape for baseball, but it was hearing about everybody's offseason. You come back, hey, guys got married, guys had kids. You had no idea. But now with social media, of course, and everybody has everyone's phone number. There's group chats. I still have a couple of group chats that go back to the minor league days where nice. Every once in a while someone will drop in. But these guys are friends. They'll see each other throughout the off season. They'll keep in touch for sure. It's not like it used to be where you just showed up and you're like, oh, hey, such and such got traded. Like, had no idea. but felt like the dark ages, you know, before all the cell phone stuff. But, yeah, it is important. It's important for these guys to – You know, listen, one thing about a season, when a season's over and you finally sit back and you don't have to show up to the field the next day, you know, you're probably disappointed if you didn't win at all. So you sit there and then you realize how exhausted you really are. Like, you really can sit back and you realize you're mentally drained, you're physically drained, you're spiritually drained. Going through a long season like that and then getting into October, I mean, it just wears on a player, especially the everyday players that are playing, you know, all day, every game. And these guys need a break. They probably would, you know, they would have played obviously through the World Series, but these guys need a break and they're going to probably sleep for a week. That's what I used to do when the season was over. I just sleep for a week. And then wait a couple weeks and then get back to training in the off season. So it'll be good for these guys to kind of recharge those batteries. So right now, everything they do is probably going through the lens of I'm, you know, drained, you know, and then once they get fully charged, they'll be good to go.
That sounds great. If you have kids, that's not happening, though. I mean, let's be honest. You're not sleeping yeah. for a week if you have kids. There is no break. I don't care if you're tired, Dad. You haven't played with me in like 6 months. We're going outside and we're playing at this point. Tim Dillard, thank you so much for another great season, man. Enjoy your off season down there in Nashville, and we'll chat next season, I'm sure.
All right. Thanks, Fergie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.